Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts football podcast, where we discuss the latest news, rumors, and games of the NFL and college football. As always, I'm your host, Jeremiah.
And I'm Anthony.
And we are back for 168, the episode. Wow, 168 episodes.
Yeah. I haven't been here for all of them, but yeah, I've been here for a few.
Yeah, you've been here for a while.
Yeah.
I've been here for, I think, like 160 of them. I think I missed like total 8 of them.
Right.
But it is February 2nd,
mm-hmm.
and we have some news to talk about. You know, we're going to talk about the Raiders and the Patriots playing the game in Mexico. We'll get that right. A little bit later on. Larry Fitzgerald coming back. We'll talk a little bit about John Lynch, you know, the new general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. But first, we're going to talk about punter. We're going to begin the show with the punter. Because why? Because punters are people too, Anthony. They are people too. I'm not sure if you agree, but they are people too.
I'm not saying I disagree. I'm saying you go ask an offensive lineman or a linebacker or a wide receiver that they may have a different opinion.
Okay. Well, I think they're people too. And one of the best punters who has been considered that, you know, one of the top tier punters in the game, Pat McAfee.
2-time Pro Bowler.
Yes. He actually announced his retirement from the NFL at the age of 29 last night. He actually made the announcement on Comedy Central. And Comedy Central, they have a show with that's affiliated with Barstool Sports. I forgot the name of the show. But Pat McAfee, he announced that he is going to work for Barstool Sports and is going to call it a career. And he actually does have a legit case. You know, he has been going through 3 knee surgeries in 4 years, and that is a lot to, you know, overcome for anyone. That's a lot to come. He still has 2 years remaining on his contract, so he's still going to get paid for that, I think. He's made some really, really great plays for the Colts. You know, I remember he had a couple of hits for the Colts as the punter. And then, you know, he has been involved in a couple of trick plays. But McAfee did post a letter to Twitter explaining, like, you know, his decision and all that. But yeah, you know, he officially made the announcement on a Barstool Sports show on Comedy Central.
Barstool Rundown is the
name. Barstool Rundown. Okay. I knew it was something. But yeah, he's going to be doing that. And I'm not sure if you saw the video, Anthony, but the video of his press conference is actually hilarious. You know, McAfee actually has done stand-up comedy in Indiana the past couple off seasons, so it kind of does make sense that McAfee's entering the workforce at Barstool Sports. Because if you don't know about Barstool Sports, it's kind of like the mixed-type entertainment for sports and a comedic value. But yeah, you know, what was your thoughts on this, Anthony?
It's two things. One, this is the best week ever for Barstool Sports, because not only do they get this, but there was also the report that they were banned. You know, they wouldn't let them into media day and stuff like that. So Barstool Sports has basically had, you know, a, you know, kind of very well publicized week. The other part of this is, okay, Barstool Sports is very, how can I phrase this?
They're not Patriots
backing.
They like
the Patriots a lot, right? They kind of ride for the Patriots a lot. The team that basically put Deflategate on the map was the Colts, which McAfee was on the team for. And now he's basically the first guy, and I don't think a lot of athletes are going to go to Barstool Sports and play in the NFL, because they can make a lot more money, obviously, playing in the NFL. But that just kind of shocked me at first. I was like, wait, you're going to have a Colt, the one that started the whole Deflategate thing, that whole team? You're going to have them go for a basically Patriots-centric, you know, as far as their leanings. They're always going to side with the Patriots. That's why they were kicked out, basically, of the Super Bowl, you know, media row and everything else like that, because of what they've said about Goodell and everything else like that regarding the Patriots. That just kind of hit me as kind of like a funny thing first. And the second part of this is, I don't know how much they're paying McAfee. I mean, enough to where he basically has to eat an NFL contract and basically give the money, either give the money back as a signing bonus or just basically say, never mind, I'm going to go do this. Like, that part was actually really surprising, because you took not like somebody who was like a fifth string cornerback that's not playing and is like 40 years old and he's, you know, close enough to retirement. No, no, you took like an actual Pro Bowler. He didn't make the Pro Bowl this year, but he's somebody that's, you know, punters or whatever. Like, you know, them and kickers kind of have their own thing, and they don't get as much love, but he's still someone who's like a legitimate, you know, punter, Pro Bowler in the NFL, and you took him. Now he's basically going to be on basically a comedy sports podcast / TV show, because he's going to do more of the TV show kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I do think the reason why he did this transition to Barstool Sports, they are a media company that's based in New York, I think in downtown Manhattan.
Right.
And they asked, he says this in a letter too on his Twitter page, he says that they wanted him to come whenever he was ready, but they wanted him to move to New York to do the show, and he didn't want to do that because he actually likes living in the state of Indiana in the city of Indianapolis.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah, it is a lot cheaper, very cheaper. And they decided, like, what if we give you an office in downtown Indianapolis? And
right.
That was just an offer that McAfee just couldn't refuse. And the thing that stood out to me was the knee injuries, the
right.
health issues. Yeah, he's a punter, but, you know, that's still 3 knee surgeries in 4 years, and not only that's concerning for anyone. That, like, the health.
Well, if your main job involves your leg and your knee
exactly
hurting you, I kind of get if you want to retire from that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for anyone to come back from 3 knee surgeries in 4 years is kind of a mission in itself. And
right.
I'm talking about for anyone.
Sure.
So the health issues were a concern for McAfee there. And
dude, if I had 1 knee surgery, you know how long it would take me to get back?
Like, exactly.
I never, like, judge NFL players. Like, oh, he didn't come back in time. Dude, like, you tear your ACL. See how that goes for you. Like, I understand these athletes are kind of freaks of nature and everything else, but you tear your ACL, you know.
You're not going to
tear a quad. Pop your collarbone or something like that. Like, you do all these things, see how long it takes you to come back. It'll take you years, like a decade, and you're still going to be like, oh,
not,
it hurts in the cold.
Not only that, but let's see how you react to when it comes about. Most people will probably cry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's nothing to play with, but still, like, yeah, man, if I was about Matt, I'm actually hoping for McAfee to have really great success here.
Oh, I'd like to see. Yeah,
I think he's perfect for it. You know,
well, I don't know anything about McAfee. I don't know if he's like a funny guy. I don't know if he's somebody.
He does a lot of stand-up comedy. I never actually had a chance to watch any of his stand-up comedy. I haven't had a chance to yet. But he does have experience in that, so it kind of fits.
I mean, I assume he had something that was like,
yeah.
I don't assume he's like Russell Wilson, where he just like spits cliches left and right every time someone interviews him. I'm assuming he's probably somebody that's a funny guy, so that part at least makes sense. It was just a random name. Like, you know, the people that you would assume in the NFL are kind of jokesters, like the Josh Normans, you know, the Antonio Browns, but obviously they're too good, paid too well to leave any kind of contract behind, and they don't have the injury concerns right now. They're still at the top of their game, basically, in their positions. But, you know, they're the ones that you would, like, at least for me, the first people I think about that. You had Le'Veon Bell do the whole Shrimp Bayless music video, not music video.
Yeah,
but,
that,
you know.
I just barely heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, so like, but you know, the same thing, like this is kind of a interesting thing. I think it's better for Barstool than it is for McAfee, because McAfee, you know, now you're not in the NFL, you are at a company that I'm trying to like compare. I mean, you know, they're around the lines of like awful announcing or, you know, big lead, stuff like that. And, you know, something for him that's like, I hope he does well, because you know, I don't think the NFL is going to welcome you back if you leave them and you're not a super talented linebacker. I don't think they would, like, if in like 2 or 3 years doesn't work out for him, I don't think, as good as he was as a punter, you can find punters. Like, I don't think they would welcome him back if this thing goes south for him. Do you?
Yeah, because punters and kickers are probably the most replaceable positions in football. Especially with the issues that Barstool had with the league earlier this week. It wouldn't be surprising, but I just think, honestly, it just has to take... Well, if the Colts really wanted to him to come back, then maybe, but he's a... I just don't see the team like trying to go all out on the punter here.
Right. Well, you talked about like kickers and punters being very replaceable. At least with kickers now, with everybody missing extra points, you see a value with someone like a Justin Tucker or someone like that. You can see how they would have value to the team because they're not missing. He hasn't missed an extra point or field goal. I don't think he's missed that all year. I think he was basically perfect with that. So he's at least has value to the team. A punter, I mean, what? Remember when the Raiders were bad? And I mean bad. The only two good players on the team were Janikowski and Leckler, and they let Leckler go, and they found Marquette King, who's clearly just as good. So, you know.
He's a little more entertaining.
Sure, yeah. So now you get the whole thing, like, you know, hopefully, you know, good for you. Hopefully it works out well for McAfee. Like, I don't wish ill will for him at all. I hope he does really well, because if it goes south, then you basically just left a, you know, Super Bowl contending team maybe in a few years if Andrew Luck can get some good teammates around him. And you left that to go to a TV show that may or may not do well.
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge risk on McAfee's part, but I understand it. And, you know, have you – I'm not sure if you've seen it, but did you watch the this little bit that he had on the show when he was making his announcement?
No.
It was kind of in a fake news conference.
No.
And it basically he was just talking on a podium with the Barstool Sports logo, and then he was all – after he was done talking, he's like, I want to take questions, but it was a lot of – it was a lot of like staff members from the Barstool Sports, and Greg Olsen was in the room too.
Okay,
and then Greg Olsen interrupts him and say, "Hey, I've been to millions of press conferences and all that, and there's like no media here."
Right,
and he's "Well, you know, I'm answering questions, and this is a podium, so yeah, it is a conference." And then you know you had to watch it. It's kind of you had to see, but.
Yeah. So he basically was spitting back at him, just basically
much,
like,
yeah.
No, this is a press conference. Like, this isn't
conference.
A joke. This is actually what I'm doing. I'm announcing these things.
And then, like, Ian Rapoport, like, I think they got Ian Rapoport involved in this bit, too. He accidentally walked in, and he's like, oh, I thought this was Goodell's address. He's like, oh, okay. And then he just walked out.
He just walked out.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, when the Rapoport walked in, he basically told McAfee told Olsen to, you know, go himself, but I'm not going to say that.
That's, yeah. I mean, okay.
But that's the type of, like, content that they produce.
Right.
Know? They're not really family friendly, but it's also entertaining at the same time.
Yeah, I heard somebody, the PFT commenter, I don't know if you know who that
is on
Twitter.
Yeah, I know who that is, yeah.
I think he's involved in Barstool a little bit.
He hosts their podcast actually.
So I was listening to Bomani Jones and he had him on as a guest, and that took like five right turns just out of the blue in that interview. And like I didn't know if he was in on the joke or if it was whatever. But then Bomani started laughing. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm thinking he understands what this is because I've never heard him interviewed before. And this guy just went full like every now and then he would just like throw some things. And was like, yo, okay, that's. Oh, okay, no, we're still going. Okay, he's not mad at him. Okay, he's laughing. Okay, he's going with it. Like, there was a couple of right turns, and it was a nice little awkward but still pretty entertaining interview. So, yeah, Barstool Sports basically kind of, they do what they want to do, and they don't care if you're not used to it.
Yeah, pretty much. But before we go, though, I want to see, do you think this is going to be a trend for Barstool? Do you think they're going to try to get a little more former players involved with their company?
I think they're trying to try and get other people, right? I don't think they're going to get players that are still currently in the NFL.
No. But I'm talking about players that are not active.
Yeah, no. I think they'll try to go after people who are, like, it depends how good this show actually is, right? And it depends how profitable their podcast / TV show / whatever is. Like, I think then they can actually go after people, but it takes this being good, right? Because then after that, you can try and go after people who just recently retired. You can go after, I'm trying to think of someone who's like a comparable, someone who retired who'd be good. Like, I don't know, Tiki Barber retired a few years ago. But, you know, you go after people who were just recently out of the NFL who you know I don't think they can get a, you know, I'm trying to think. It's like, I can't think. Like, all I go back to is like Randy Moss or Ray Lewis, and like, I don't think they'd get someone like that level.
They're a little, no, those guys are a little more too serious about the sport.
Sure. Well, so Randy Moss isn't. Yeah. Talk about whatever. He doesn't care. But yeah, like, I'm trying to think, like, Wes Welker, like, well, no, he just became an assistant coach for the Texans or whatever. But like, yeah, I can see them going after people like that, you know, just recently retired, at least trying to do it, right? Seeing how good this is. I can see him trying to go after people after they retire.
Yeah, I can definitely see that too, but I think it just depends on the right fit.
Yeah,
on them. And let's just say that they're that one type of company that is really not for everyone.
Right.
But we're gonna take our first break, and when we get back, we're gonna talk about Larry Fitzgerald. He looks like he's about to come back, and we're gonna get our thoughts on that when we get back to Going to Meet Concepts Football Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Going to Meet Concepts Football Podcast. And it looks like we were going to see another player retire. Well, we know we talked about Pat McAfee, but Larry Fitzgerald, we kind of thought maybe he was going to walk away from the game. There's some speculation there. But he did say he will return for his 14th season yesterday. He told ESPN that he plans to play out the final year of his contract with Arizona. And he's played his whole entire career with the Cardinals, which is kind of rare nowadays in all sports. You know, you don't really see too many athletes play out their entire career with one team. I'm really glad that he's coming back. It's good for the franchise in Arizona. And I really do think this is going to help Palmer come back as well, because there is some speculation that Palmer was kind of contemplating retirement, or at least just contemplating retirement, or like going to, I don't think he was going to go to another team. But because, you know, Palmer, there's reports of him getting his kids out of school and like selling his house in Arizona, but, you know, he denied that report. And, you know, with Larry Fitzgerald coming back, I can see Carson Palmer coming back. And, you know, they are getting older. These two guys are getting older, so I do think they're going to try to find the quarterback of the future in the draft. I actually think DeShone Kizer is a perfect guy for that. Maybe Mitch Trubisky, but he might go in the top five. But, you know, with Larry Fitzgerald coming back, and this team still has a lot of talent, even though they did look average, and they were average. They were 7-8-1. They were under 500. You know, they have a lot of talented team. You know, they're not the worst team in that division, but they're also not the best team either. But I still think this team is talented enough to be a playoff team. And remember, this was just two years ago. This was a Super Bowl contending team.
Right.
And we thought, well, at least I did. I thought they were going to be in the Super Bowl this year. But, you know, we all know how that turned out.
Well, no, a lot of people thought they were going to be better. A lot of people thought, you know, that first week where they had faced the Patriots, right? It was just like, oh, this is going to be, you know, a possible, you know, Super Bowl matchup kind of thing. And then it ended up going south for the Cardinals. With Fitzgerald, I mean, he's 33, right? He's not going to play that much longer. You know, quarterbacks, punters, and kickers tend to be the only ones that kind of play longer into their careers. Fitzgerald, 33, gives him what, probably like, if he comes back again next year, what, like 3-4 years, maybe as being a guy before they retire, because that tends to be what happened. We saw that with Andre Johnson and Reggie Wayne at the end of this last year, where it's basically like, okay, so you're kind of at that middle 30s, mid to late 30s thing where you kind of you lost a step, you're not the same guy, and your, you know, knowledge for the game doesn't supersede your, you know, lack of athleticism, right? It's not like Peyton Manning where your brain can basically just make up for everything. So with Fitzgerald. You know, he still had a good year. It's not even like Fitzgerald had a bad year. This year, he was still one of the better guys in the NFL. It just comes to the fact that he isn't basically going to be getting any better, right? He's basically going to be not plateauing. I shouldn't say that. It makes it sound like he's not going to be any type of good, but it's just he's not the guy that you would basically want to start building a franchise with, right? He's kind of the one, you said he's been in with the whole career. I mean, last year he had 1,000 yards and 100 receptions, but it was 107 receptions and 1,023 yards. Like, it's not even 100 or 10 yards per catch. You know, he's a slot receiver, basically, that they're helping out with the offense. I never thought he would really retire because he's kind of one of those dudes that, you know, he'll play out his contract, but after this year, I could see him retiring. But we see these things with other players, right? Roethlisberger, I might retire. And we've seen people in the past, look at all of your, no offense, 49ers, that basically said after Harbaugh left, yeah, never mind, I'm out. Justin Smith, Alden Smith got basically released. But be it Justin Smith, be it Patrick Willis, they all kind of decided, you know, never mind. You had an offensive lineman retire twice, you know, came back, and then after that was like, all right, never mind, yeah, I'm done again.
Yeah, he was like, deuces.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, yeah. I almost called him Anthony Smith. Yeah, Anthony Davis decided to retire twice. We've seen this recently with players, but I didn't think he would. I don't think Roethlisberger is either because, you know, like I said, you know, punters, kickers, and quarterbacks tend to stay longer because the rules are different for them. But I think Larry Fitzgerald, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. He'll be in as a Hall of Famer. He's kind of had some of his career squandered by some of the bad quarterbacks that he's played with, because basically the good ones he's played for is a year and a half of Carson Palmer and a few years of Kurt Warner, and that's it. Everyone else, Matt Leinart, Ryan Lindley, whoo, some of them have been bad, and he's done all he could.
Yeah, Kevin Cobb over there.
He is just, like, he's tried so hard to basically make those receivers good. I mean, you know, what does it say? He's got 14,389 yards. You know, he's ninth as far as receiving yards go, and maybe he steps up that a little bit before his career is done. Maybe he gets into the top five, depending how much longer he plays. But he's somebody that, you know, you'd like to see one more run with him. You see maybe the Cardinals do a little bit better, because, like I said, they got Chandler Jones and that defense with Tyrann Mathieu and everything else. We thought they'd be good. Turns out there's kind of the same old team that doesn't necessarily do any type of winning. But it'll be interesting to see, like you said, if they don't have Carson Palmer, because he actually put his house up for sale, which is which is a different thing of just like, oh,
he,
cool.
He denied that report that he did that, but I think he's just doing that just so a lot. I just think he's doing that just for public relations reasons.
Thing is, with Carson Palmer, he also retired from the NFL once, or fake retired, or whatever you want to call it, when he was with the Bengals, right? He basically said, never mind, I'm not coming back, and they ended up, you know, moving him to Oakland after that.
Yeah.
But he already once basically called a team's bluff and said, I don't want to do this anymore. Now it was the Bengals, and the Bengals are dysfunctional, and maybe you can understand it more with them.
Well, not only that, they also drafted Andy Dalton that year as well.
So it's one of those things where it's like, he's done this before. Like, Fitzgerald or whatever, no, I think he'll come back. Roethlisberger, no, maybe he comes back. Palmer's already been like, we've played this game before. If you think I'm not going to retire, I'll retire. You know, and maybe he, you know, does or doesn't, but he's somebody that if he does leave, it'll be interesting to see what they said, like you said, what they do as far as a quarterback.
Yeah, and that's been the problem for the Cardinals organization. You know, they haven't had stability at quarterback for, I think, like more than like 4 years.
Not even that.
And we've seen what Larry Fitzgerald can do with a really good quarterback. You know, they had a great Super Bowl run. I think like in 2008, and that was probably one of the best postseasons for a receiver. Even though they didn't win the Super Bowl that year against the Steelers, that was still one of the best postseasons I've ever seen from a receiver. Probably one of the best Super Bowl performances, honestly.
Right.
And it just wasn't enough. But I do think Larry Fitzgerald is one of those players I really hope he gets a ring. He's one of those players I really root for to get a ring. Like, he was just so close one time,
right?
And I feel like he's never going to get that close again. But I'm not saying that if Palmer comes back, they're going to be a Super Bowl contender, because, you know, that defense is going to get a year older. I think if players on that defense like Tyrann Mathieu, Patrick Peterson, Chandler Jones, if that whole entire defense, or at least that front seven stays healthy, and Tyrann Mathieu stays healthy because he's a very important part of this Cardinals defense.
Right.
I think they can be a legit contender. It just all plays on the health, and that's what's plagued them this year. And then, you know, they got probably one of the best running backs in the game, and David Johnson as well. So it'd be interesting to see how this team performs next year because they're not the worst team in that league, but they're not the best either. But you know, right. they can compete with the Seahawks.
Yeah, no, like you said, like the talent around them, like they actually have pretty good talent. It all depends on the quarterback because you kind of saw Palmer get a little bit worse last year compared to years past. So yeah, if they can actually get the quarterback situation stabilized, then it could actually, you know, that division's terrible. All you got to really worry about is the Seahawks. You know, they could make another playoff run, and then from there, you know, who knows? We saw the Packers basically come from nothing to almost making it, you know, to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, and I do think that they're going to draft a quarterback. I think they have a top 10 pick this year, or at least, yeah, and I think they're going to use that on a quarterback.
Right.
And the reason why I would like the Cardinals to use a quarterback, to draft a quarterback for the first round is because they don't have to play him right away. You got Palmer there who probably has a year or two left in him. You know, I don't think it's going to be Trubisky. I think he's going to go to the Niners. Even though I don't like that. I think Watson's going to be the one to slide down the draft board for some reason, even though I think he's the best quarterback prospect.
Right.
I think they're going to go with DeShone Kizer because he kind of fits the offensive scheme of Bruce Arians, you know, throw it down the field. You know, he's a big guy. I think he fits the scheme.
If that happens, they may have to trade up because, like you said, they're not top 10, they're 13. But, like, you know, they, you know, would trade up a little bit to do that because they were 7-8-1. So that means they're better than the 7-9 teams. If they were 7-9, then they might have had the 10th overall pick. But, yeah, no, it'd be interesting to see. Just see if they can basically get that one position, basically, you know, get that together. Because even, I mean, okay, let's actually put it like this really quick before we go to break. We always talked about, you know, you can get someone in the draft, you can do this, you can do that. We've already talked about how this team's actually pretty loaded everywhere else. Why don't they just run after Tony Romo?
Yeah, no one's really talked about that.
Someone like that. The Cardinals never get brought up. The Chiefs get brought up. The Texans get brought up. If you basically say, okay, we don't think Carson Palmer's a man anymore, and you throw in Tony Romo or, you know, even Garoppolo or something like that, that team could actually be pretty good.
I actually like Garoppolo a lot better than drafting a quarterback because he comes from a system.
Right.
And he comes from a program of winning. So
right.
I actually do like that. I'm surprised that Tony Romo hasn't even been mentioned with the Cardinals. But we're going to take our last break, and we're going to talk about John Lynch, the Raiders, and the Patriots. When we get back to the Going to Media Concepts football podcast.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And one of the most surprising moves of the NFL offseason, the 49ers hired John Lynch last week to be their general manager. And remember, John Lynch has no front office experience. It caught me by surprise as a 49er fan.
Caught everybody off guard.
Yeah, it did. But then again, this is the 49ers franchise, and I shouldn't be surprised at this point of making not a bold move, but a questionable move.
Decision making has been bad recently.
That's a good way to put it, Anthony. It's a good way to put it.
It's been very bad.
It's been very, very bad. And they gave him a 6-year deal. I'm like, really? I still can't get over that.
That's also bad, too.
And I get that he was a Fox Sports analyst and all that, and that's a good, like, paying gig, but come on, man. But anyways, we're not here to talk about that, and I'm not here to rant about that because I already did that earlier this week. Before John Lynch accepted the general manager position, he has some questions about the team's recent reputation for leaking information. And when he meant by the team, he meant by the owner, Jed York. He's, you know, Jed York's right. been famously, he's been notoriously, I can't even speak today. He's been known.
Notoriously.
He's been known for leaking information in the past few years, you know, when this is a guy that has made some questionable moves in the past 5 years as well, you know, right. after letting go of Harbaugh, drafting Tom Sula, hiring Tom Sula. Hiring Chip Kelly, firing him after a year. So he wanted to know if the Niners team can keep a secret about him being a candidate as a GM. He wanted to use his candidacy for the job to put the team to the test. He wanted to know if they can keep this a secret. He wanted to know that because it was a big deal for him for the team to stay quiet.
Right.
I get
that on some level,
yeah.
But the other part of it is, okay, yeah, they've had leaks left and right, right? That's kind of one of the things that's been the bad part about the Niners. Forget about the team being bad. It's that, everything gets leaked and everything else like that. But don't worry so much about if the team leaks out that you're a candidate, right? Because that may have helped you a little bit more, right? If we kind of knew this beforehand, the media wouldn't have been like, oh, my God, who is he? Like, you could have at least talked yourself up to it for a couple of days or something like that leading to the actual decision. The thing you got to worry about is not that if they like you and they leak stuff out to you, it's if they don't like you and they leak stuff out to you, because that's when the leaks start to happening, when it's like, oh, there's friction in the locker room. Oh, John Lynch doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, we didn't want to draft this player. We actually wanted to draft this player. Like, that's when the leaks start to matter. It's not that they like you and they're like, oh, we're thinking about hiring you. Like, that's just helping you out. It's, you know, once it becomes a thing of, oh, well, we didn't like him drafting this guy, or, oh, this guy doesn't spend as much time as he should, you know, looking at prospects. Like, that's when the leaks start to become bad.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of leaks that came out this year, you know, with Colin Kaepernick's status in a locked room.
Sure.
Oh, he's a loner. You know,
yeah.
We all know what happened with Colin Kaepernick, or what he did. With Chip Kelly and Trent Baalke would be fired after the Seattle game, the season finale. But that news came out the night before. And when John Lynch was on KNBR, a radio station in the Bay Area, he said that he didn't really need the job.
Right.
But it was a great opportunity and position to not refuse to take. You know, he thought he has earned the trust of the 49ers because of them leaking information. But if I'm John Lynch, wouldn't I still be concerned about Jed York leaking information?
Yeah.
I would be. Because what if this doesn't turn? Once this turns south? Because it probably will. And let's just say if the 49ers franchise, let's just say John Lynch is not doing a great job there in about 2 years. I'll get him 1 year to figure things out. But let's just say in 2 years, there's no improvements made.
Right.
I think, wouldn't I be concerned that information will be leaked about my job status?
Yeah, no,
like,
100%.
I would.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I will be exactly have the same concern.
Right.
And which is another thing, you know, they're going to give Kyle Shanahan a 6-year deal as well, which I like the hire, but a 6-year deal as well, that's a lot for a first time head coach.
It's a very long time, yeah.
But yeah, wouldn't I be concerned about, like, the Niners link information? They haven't made any sort of great moves ever since they left Harbaugh. That's all where it all started. And even when Harbaugh was there before he got fired in his last season,
right?
There's reports like of information that leaked out of the friction of Harbaugh having with the front office.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's yeah.
Yeah, basically saying, you know, he didn't know his place and all that. I'm like,
sure.
Well, you know, and we all know how this franchise has turned out. You got anything else to say about this, Anthony? Because
the thing with the Niners is they're probably still going to be bad. There's still going to be leaks. Congratulations for you for not leaking it out beforehand. Now I don't trust you as much going forward because you were basically told, please don't leak this out. Okay, cool, got you. Like, that's not the same thing.
Exactly.
That's not the same thing as not leaking stuff out. That's someone basically saying, like, either he asked him or it's something positive for you. Like, that's not the same thing as not leaking bad stuff. Like, I don't the Niners are still the Niners. They're still going to do dumb stuff. That's how this is
going to
go.
You know how I kept saying the Browns keep browning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jed York keeps Jed Yorking.
Yep.
Best thing I can say. Well, we're going to move on here, and we're going to talk about one of the quarterbacks that will play this Sunday. That is Mr. Thomas Brady.
Right.
The Patriots quarterback was the top player in all merchandise sales among NFL players from March through November of 2016. It was according to a list released Thursday by the NFL Players Association. So from March through November of last year.
Yeah.
He has outsold guys like Ezekiel Elliott, who was a very popular player this year. Dez Bryant, Odell Beckham Jr., Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Rob Gronkowski, your boy,
yep.
and Cam Newton. And for some reason, I kind of find this ironic because on Monday, I talked about a poll that was released that day about the Patriots and Tom Brady being probably the most hated in the league. Like
right.
the Patriots being the most hated in the league and Tom Brady being the most hated quarterback in the league.
Yeah, no, he's still hated. The only thing that actually surprised me on this is that Ezekiel Elliott's not number one, because Dez Bryant, Odell, you know, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, all they've been in the league for a handful of years, right? Their jerseys have been selling for all of those years. Ezekiel Elliott, Carson Wentz, and Dak Prescott are the only guys that are rookies in the NFL that could have basically been new sales, right? As someone that, like, I don't have a Carson Wentz jersey. I don't have a Dak Prescott jersey, right? That's something that you have to have bought this year. Brady, you could have bought since 2001. Like, that's not anything new. So that part surprises me. But, I mean, the easiest way to explain this is controversy isn't always bad. Like, that gets you in the name, yeah, gets you in the media. People start remembering your name. They start buying your stuff. Yeah, people can hate you. That's fine. But that also has a lot of people who apparently still love him. Like, yeah, people may hate the Patriots, but you also kind of respect the Patriots, too. And they're in the news all the time. It's not like they're the San Antonio Spurs, who don't have any kind of like buzz around them. Like, they're winning a lot and are always in the news, and are some teams that are just, they're a team that's basically always hyped up one way or another. There's always buzz around them, right? So that makes sense why the jersey still sells. I'm just surprised it wasn't Zeke, because like I said, this is the only year he could have actually bought his jersey.
Yeah, and you know, Brady, he led in all jersey sales. He led in Nike licensed college jersey sales. You know, the NFL licenses his name to Michigan. So, of course, one of the most famous alums to ever play in Michigan, of course he's going to sell that college jersey. And also the Oyo brand sports toy figures, you know, the ones that I'm not sure if you've seen those. I always see them all the time at Target. Mm-hmm. You know, when they have the little sports figures, you know, with athletes and all that. He was one of the top sellers now, which is not surprising. But, you know, this... The reason why I said I found it surprising is because, you know, he generates so much hate, and I kind of feel like his greatness is really underappreciated. I just feel a lot of people don't appreciate what he has done, and I feel like Tom Brady is going to be one of those guys in like 5 to 10 years where his appreciation is going to be taken for granted.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah. I described it as like kind of like Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's been one of the most polarizing figures in basketball.
Right.
I feel like in 5 to 10 years, his greatness won't be appreciated till then.
Right. The easiest way I can basically describe this is, okay, name the best quarterbacks in the NFL, right? Brady, Manning, Rodgers. Oh, wait, no, Manning's not playing anymore. Like, you always kind of in default always on Brady, Manning, Rodgers. And now that he's gone there, it's like, okay, Brady, Rodgers, and you're like, duh, Drew Brees, no, he didn't make the playoffs. Duh, Dak Prescott, no, he's a rookie. Like, you always kind of went those three as like a thing. And now that Peyton Manning wasn't in there, the AFC was just kind of like, okay, so Brady's going to be in the playoffs. Now who else are we going to see him go against? Because it was always like a Brady-Manning thing. And he left, and all of a sudden there was a void that was taken away. In a couple of years, once Brady retires, it'll be the same sort of thing. Basically, what, Rodgers will be the number one guy, unless somebody kind of ascends at that point, you know, it's basically going to be the thing of just like, we're just going to look at Aaron Rodgers the whole time. So you kind of see these things where it's just like ingrained in you that you want to say this guy's the best, this guy's, you know, one of the best. And once it's not Brady's time anymore, we're going to definitely, like you said, miss him.
Yeah, I think there's a variety of things that play into Brady's popularity and unpopularity. You know, a lot of people like to talk about his connection with,
right,
you know, President Donald Trump, which, you know, I think it's kind of dumb. In a way, but with all that aside, you know, I do think it's because they win so much.
Right.
I think that might be a reason why they are hated. But before we go, I want to talk about actually the Patriots are one of the two teams to play in Mexico City, mm-hmm, next season. And they're going to play the Raiders, who are playing their second straight game in two straight years in Mexico City. So it looks like the Raiders are the brand that the NFL wants to promote in south of the border there. So what are your thoughts on this game? Yeah, it does make sense.
It makes sense just in the sense of just like the Raiders, A, they already did it. B, you know, it's not like you're taking the Patriots and putting them in Mexico. You're taking a team that's in California, well, either in California or Nevada, depending on where they play. But you're taking a team that's, you know, relatively close to Mexico City in general. Like, I guess you could say also like the Cardinals would be a team that would do that as well. But, you know, this is the second time you're taking the Raiders. You know, they've already did it once. They won the game in Mexico. You know, you get these things where familiarity, you know, the Jaguars have basically become England's team. You know, so you get these things familiar with the people in the other countries. Mexico is a lot, how would you call this? Not geographically friendly, but like time zone-ly friendly. Like basically it's not going to be as much of a hassle when you go all the way to England as it is going down to Mexico because it's still in the same time zone as we have in the U.S. So now with the Raiders going there again, you kind of get a little bit of a thing where it's like, okay, cool, they're going back there. And you're paying the Patriots. So all the Tuck rule game jokes, all of that, even though it's in a different country, that's going to be brought up left, right, and center all the time when that happens. And I like it. It's going to be a little bit of a fun thing. You know, it's going to be do they say when it's going to be, like, as far as time of the year?
I don't know what day it will be, but
I guess they'll do that when they announce the schedule.
But
so, yeah.
But it will be a game that will be played. And yeah. This is actually the game that everyone thought they were going to get in the AFC Championship game. This was the game that everyone thought, but...
Well, that's the other part. It's going to be a good game. It's not going to be the Jaguars usually play bad games. It's probably going to be a good game, assuming Derek Carr is back to healthy. And, I mean, let's just say the Patriots win the division again, because that's kind of been the safe bet for the past decade and a half. You know, it's going to be a really good game in Mexico City as well, which is always a good thing if you're bringing it, you know, somewhere that's not in the continental U.S.
I got to say, if the Raiders don't move to Vegas, I think Mexico City is a perfect destination. And I'm kind of like serious and not serious at the same time, but they seem to be like that NFL's team to go to Mexico, you know, just how the Jaguars are the team to go to London.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
They should be they're going to have a few more games and thing if the Mexico City thing works, if the England thing works, they're going to start testing these out in other countries too, right? They're going to start, you know, probably going to games in, say, like, you know, France or Brazil or something like that. They're going to start to go to other countries just to kind of spread it out even more if these things are successful. And you can say whether or not England's been successful, but they've been doing it for the past, what, 5-6 years or so. Like, it's something that they're not going to stop anytime soon. And now if the Mexico City thing works out, maybe they start going, you know, up to Canada or something like that, trying to, like...
Well, they went to Canada before,
right?
But with the Buffalo Bills,
right? But doing it more consistently is what I mean.
Well, and then before we go, I just want to say they're also talking about, I think, having a game played in China too.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
I think they wanted the Niners and Rams to play there.
Sure,
which was kind of awful for that country, but still.
I mean, that's
the two worst run franchises in the league,
right?
Playing overseas.
Here for you.
There you go. All right. Well, that's going to conclude our show. We're going to leave on that note,
right?
And I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in to the Going to Media Concepts Football Podcast. We will be back tomorrow, and it is going to be our Super Bowl special. Yes, of course, we're going to talk about the game. We're going to talk about other things Super Bowl related. We're just going to push the Super Bowl agenda to you guys so you guys can't take it anymore. We're going to constantly push it. And Ben is going to be back tomorrow, I believe.
Yes.
I believe he will be.
I'd
like to thank you guys for tuning in. As always, I'm Jeremiah.
And I'm Anthony.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys have a good day and have a pleasant tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.